And that was We Flood Empty Lakes by Yindi Haldar. And this has been Mantis Cabinet. And I was your host, Alex. And up next, we have The Rib featuring Robin J.
Thanks, Alex. All right. This is the last week. I'll be here for a couple of weeks. I'm going away for the Olympics, but that's okay, because potentially Alex will be my fill-in, although I'm not going to make any promises yet. This show is going to have a lot of Canadian electroacoustics on it. The other day, the electroacoustic teacher at UBC, the prof, who we like to call Dr. Bob, but he's Dr. Robert Pritchard, handed me a couple of CDs, and these are the Cash collection. They put one out every year, I think, and I think the university, Concordia University, has a lot to do with this recording. And what it is they basically select a bunch of Canadian electroacoustic works that they think are really good to represent what has been going on for that year. And I have the CD from 2008, which is, I don't know, sadly out of date, a year out of date, but the only one I could get my hands on. I have this one and then I have 2007, so I thought I'd bring in the one that's at least more up to date. And I was actually talking, I had a class with Dr. Bob who gave me the CD, and we were talking about why a lot of people call it electroacoustics and not electroacoustic music, because they sort of want to differentiate between that, between the whole music word and everything that comes with music, and having it, it comes with a lot of, you know, connotations of what conventions are in music. So electroacoustics allows the doors to be fully open and you can do whatever you want and sort of gives you some more opportunities in a way. But that's just words. I was listening to this one night before, like, I like to put on music while I'm falling asleep, and I definitely did not fall asleep for a long time because it was really, really creepy, actually. I'm not sure, there's a whole new language of aesthetics with this type of music, and I was really creeped out, and I can't believe that I was so creeped out, and it really made me think about how the first time you listen to something, you're really shocked by it, and it really surprised me because I haven't been shocked by music in a long time, actually. But maybe it won't be that weird to you. I'm going to start with something by Mathieu Arsenault, and this piece is called Edges. Thank you. Was that not slightly terrifying? And the reason why that it was so, it like stuck with me because even a lot of the tracks were like that, which you'll see as I play them. if you're just tuning in, this is The Rib. I'm Robin, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Next up, a friend, Jasper, who is actually in the studio with me, accidentally downloaded an album by Fluorescent Gray. Turned out to be something I could play. This album is free online on the MySpace page for Fluorescent Gray. You know, I really don't know a whole lot about him. It's improvised electronic music, and the album doesn't really have a name that I could tell, and that all the tracks are not named, but the tracks are all short improvisations, basically. And the artist is named Robert Martin, and he's from Oakland, California. And the record label Records put this out, I guess. But I read his bio, and I was very interested because he was talking a lot about experimenting with hallucinogens and getting really involved with conspiracy theories and eventually admitting that maybe he was going a little bit crazy. I wonder if you can tell any of this through his music. I'm going to play the 9th and 10th track from this album. And yeah, Fluorescent Gray. Go to the MySpace page if you like it. You can totally just download it. And following that, I will play another track from the 2008 electroacoustic music CD I have here. Also, if you want more information, you can go to Concordia's website, because I think their program is quite good. The track I'm going to play is by Adam Basanta, and it's called Transience and Resonance. But first, here is Fluorescent Gray.
Every Monday and Friday, something extraordinary goes on at CITR. It's the scramble to put together a news show that offers an alternate view of the headlines. News 101 brings you the latest in news from around campus and the world. So if you're tired of the same old take on the world around you, listen to News 101. That's every Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. on CITR.
CITR loves its friends. Having a Friends of CITR card entitles you to awesome discounts from businesses in your community. Maybe downtown is your stomping ground. Present your CITR card at 212 Productions Limited, Beat Street Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, Hits Boutique, Dream Apparel and Articles for People, Scratch Records, The Fall Tattooing, Flaming Angel Designs, Spank Clothing, Heart and Soul, Pacific Cinematheque, and True Value Vintage, and receive great discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
I wanna love you and treat you right. I wanna love you.
So a brief moment of confusion as I decide, am I on air? What am I gonna do? Okay, I'm back. This is Robin, and you're listening to The Rib on CITR. What we just heard was Adam Basanta and the track Transience and Resonance. The other week I came into the station and was like, oh, I'm going to go check my mailbox slot because I never do that. I check it very infrequently. And I looked and lo and behold, there is a CD there for me. And this is sent to me by Frank Rothkam. The CD is called Zara Fugues. And it is the second of a group of four CDs that he, plus one DVD, I think, that he put out. Frank Rothkam is a pianist and composer, and he, blah, 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 blah. This is actually the first non-electronic release that he's done since the 80s. And they're about 26 short fugues on the CD, and I'm going to be playing fugue numbers 17, 6, and 5. And number 17 is also called Smoke on the Water, so we'll see what that means. And for more information on Frank Rothkam, let's see. He's from L.A., I believe, so he's American. And website? Is there a website? I should really be more organized. Oh, Robin. Well, I don't know. But the CD is called Zara Fugues, so you can look it up online. Following that, I'll be playing some more from the Cash 2008 CD here. And I'll be playing something by Thierry Gautier, and it's called Pianistique. It's a short track. But first, here is Rothkam.
Thank you.
While we were listening to this here in the station, Jasper asked me what exactly a fugue is, which is a good question, so I thought I'd let you know. A fugue is one of the most complicated forms, and it's basically where you have one main theme, which is the subject, and many, many voices are playing this main theme, which has, it's a two-part theme. So it has a subject, which is the idea, and then the answer, which is basically like a question answer. It's sort of like that, where it's two parts. And all the different voices, usually they start at different times, so you end up with this counterpoint of things playing over top of each other, staggered, but there's also a lot of other writing techniques involved. In fact, apparently, way back when in music school, the counterpoint class, like the higher-up counterpoint class, their two-hour exam was basically just to write a fugue, and that was the entire exam. So it's not easy. And these are very short fugues, so there are many different ways of writing. But they have basically, the basic idea is that you are using one subject and many voices, and it's sort of developing with that subject. But yeah, that's my little fugue interlude. But now here is that track by Thierry Gautier. Okay, welcome back to The Rib. Next up, I'm going to play something that was actually sent to me through my email. And if you do have anything that you want to recommend to me or that you think I should play, you can always send me a little memo here with a link or something. My email address is Robin with a Y, ckjacob@hotmail.com. And I'd love to check it out because it's a great opportunity for you and great for me to, like, especially local artists, totally into that. So I got an email from Glenn Donnelly, who was referred to me by someone I had a class with, and he does a lot of do-it-yourself sort of avant-garde electronic kind of stuff, where he either will, like, build the instrument or you modify an electronic instrument or circuit bend it or something. So he sent me a track here, which I like, actually. It's really good. I only have one track, and it has Malicious Code is the name. I'm not sure if it's actually his name or the, just the name of the track, so I can't really tell you. But, yeah, it's written and performed by Glenn Donnelly, and I think... I'm not sure if he does much with improvising, but, well, whatever. It's all a form of improvising in anyway. Following that, I'm going to be playing one last track from the Cash compilation. Oh, maybe I'll play a couple more, actually. This one's by Emilie Payeur, called Echolocation. It's actually maybe the only one written by women on the entire CD, which is weird. But we'll hear that one. But first, here is Glenn Donnelly.
Thank you. do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
Okay, only a few minutes left in the show. Sort of running out of time for all the stuff I want to play. But it always seems to happen. I'm so bad at math. There's News 101 after my show here with Andrew and Brad. And then a fill-in coming in at 6 p.m. 6:30 is This Side of Monday with Becky. Exploding Head Movies at 7 with Gary Kaye. The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker at 9. And Sore Throats Clapping Hands with Robert at midnight. And that's what's going on CITR for Monday. Next up here is that track by Emily Payeur. This is Echolocation.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for listening to The Rib today. Don't go away yet, not completely done. But just to let you know, I won't be back till March 1st, but we will have fill-ins. And I'm going to leave you with some Fortet from his new album, There Is Love in You. But maybe not in her, because this song is called She Just Likes to Fight. Thanks for listening.